Manager's Log, Wednesday, March the 25th, 2020. Continuing on with our COVID-19 precautions, social distancing, wash your hands. That's it. Yep. Two messages, and that will help avoid the spread of COVID-19 in the Hoopa Valley. The latest notice that we got from Hoopa OES is that there are two confirmed cases in Humboldt County and zero in Hoopa Valley. So that's a good one to lose. That's fine. We are winners by not having any. And let's keep it that way by washing our hands and maintaining a social distance. So that means we curtail a lot of meetings and maybe have Zoom meetings. Well, got a problem with Zoom in here in Hoopa Valley. Anyway, I do. Telephone Wi-Fi just doesn't sustain it very well, but I always do conference calls. Yeah, that's how I usually hook up to them. As some of the measures that are in place here, the Hoopa store has deliveries of groceries to elders, people in the Hoopa Valley reservation who are 65 years of age or older, can call in an order 24 hours in advance. Minimum order is $20, and the limit to how many of any one thing is two items of any one kind. Two loaves of bread, things of that nature, toilet paper, hand sanitizers, if they have them. I can't find any. I can't even find them online. But anyway, it's a service that it's underway. It's new. It's being developed. We tried it, and we gave them a call, got our order in. Took a little while to connect to the right person to take the order, and then just happened to be down by the post office and stopped by the store, and by golly, there was the order sitting right there. A clerk had noticed Roby and said, "Did you call in the order?" And said, "Yeah, you know, here it is right here." And so we didn't get it delivered to the house because she just happened to be by there. So Roby said, this is really nice. It takes some time to get used to." And the clerk says, "Yes, on our side too." So it's a service that does work, and it will continue to improve as people use it more. It limits the number of people having to be in the store at any one time. And the clerks and the assistants are taking their own precautions, wearing gloves and masks. So people are taking it seriously. Businesses are taking it seriously. Departments are taking it seriously. Because the community operates on the services and the businesses. Out front in the shopping center today, the Food for People are taking their own precautions. They are bagging up limited supplies, setting them on a table, so people are not able to walk around and pick what they want. You get it bagged for you, you pick up the bag. Social distancing. That's the message for today. A report for today, what's happening in the valley. Take care, stay healthy, wash your hands thoroughly. Every time you're in public and come back, whether you come back home or come back to the office, wash your hands. Hand sanitizer is okay, but it doesn't beat washing your hands thoroughly for at least 20 seconds. Thanks for listening. Take care.